Greg and I became acquainted.
yeah, that's a rather interesting story. We won't share that with our captive audience, of course not. So I appreciate you sharing a little bit of insight about, you know, who you are and background wise. And I think what I'd like to do is just kind of jump into since this is our test run, kind of jump into a little bit of dialogue with regards to this particular segment. You know, how are we dealing with the current situation as it relates to COVID-19? And, you know, from a recruitment standpoint, you know, you guys provide, you know, resources, human capital to all different types of businesses that are out there. And with everything that's going on, you know, my first question to you would be is, you know, first and foremost, how are you guys communicating with, you know, not only the clients and your suppliers, but, you know, let's just say, you know, the recipient, you know, the individual that you have out there working on the job. How are you guys communicating? How are you turning up, you know, their morale and dealing with the emotional aspect of what's going on?
Absolutely. I would say first and foremost, communication is key. It's human nature, and over communication in a time like this is crucial. I would say any form of communication, depending on individuals, just as you look at each person's a little bit different. But keeping everyone calm, the more communicated and the more informed these folks are, the overall morale is a little more calm. They also, people are people. They just want to be straightforward, transparent. Everybody's kind of in the same situation. So we're just making sure that, you know, we're not misinforming, but we're also being transparent on, hey, look, if layoffs do come, here's what we can do. Here's how to better prepare. But first and foremost is to just keep people positive.